Well, well, well. Look what the cat dragged in. Huh. You better have a damn good reason for showing up at my work like this. You could have gotten me fired back there. It's fine. I just took my lunch break. So what the hell do you want, nerd? A truce? You're kidding. He walked all the way down here. And straight into my job. Just to talk to me about a truce. Why, because I hurt your feelings at school today? Did I embarrass you that much? Oh, relax. I was just messing around. Why do you take everything I do and say so seriously? It's not my fault that you're such a crybaby. In trouble? What the hell do you mean you got in trouble? That teacher's a total pushover. All you have to do is come in after school for some extra work, and you'll be fine. Besides, you're the one who stood up in the middle of class and made a big deal about it. And honestly, now that I think about it, I'm not surprised that you got in trouble for making a scene. Hey, at least I kept my cool. You're the one who started crying and yelling in front of everyone. And honestly, I didn't think what I did was such a big deal. Did it really bother you that much that I kissed you in class? Like I said, it was just a joke. Besides, why the hell would I like a loser like you anyway? I only kissed you because of a dare. And I got 50 bucks out of it, so... hooray for me. Rude and uncalled for. Okay, I get it. You're upset. And yeah, maybe I shouldn't have done that. But I'm not going to apologize for it. Besides, I kind of liked it. But don't read too much into that. You're still nothing but a nerd and a loser. Not to mention an insufferable know-it-all. So yeah, I embarrassed you. And I got a kick out of it. But there's no need to worry. I won't do it again. Not after the scene that you made. God, watching you freak out like that even made me feel sorry for you. You really know how to embarrass yourself. I mean, honestly, could you be any more of a... What the hell? Why did you do that? Only fair. Well, I mean, I... Oh, shit. Okay. God, you can stop yelling. You're gonna get me in trouble at work. You know the break room is right beyond this door, right? Everyone in there can hear you freaking out. Jeez. And you didn't have to slap me so damn hard. Okay, I got it. I deserved it. Now will you go? I've got to get back to work. I don't want to waste my entire 30-minute lunch on you. Not finished? What the hell is your problem? You really think I'm gonna let you get away with this? You show up at my work, telling me you want some kind of a truce, and then you go ahead and slap me? Any of my coworkers could have walked out here and seen you do that, and then I would have been fired on the spot. If you mess this job up for me, I swear to God... Well, obviously, you're just over-emotional. Get a hold of yourself. Jesus Christ. I still can't believe that I messed you up that bad over a kiss. It's not like it was the end of the world. Besides, I'm sure you've had plenty of other guys kiss you. Wait a minute. Is that what this is about? Did I steal your first kiss? Oh, hey, hang on. Don't walk away from me. I don't give a damn about that. Just tell me the truth. Did I or did I not steal your first kiss today? Because it matters to me. If I would have thought for one second that I... You know, I never would have... Whatever, never mind. You're not going to tell me the truth anyway. Just get out of here. Yes, what? It was your first? Huh. Well, look at you. I guess you're a lot more innocent than I thought you were. Hey! Will you stop trying to run? Get back here, damn it. We're not done talking. Well, that changes things for me, all right. Because it just does. Look, you... You've always been a pain in my side. Ever since we met. And no matter what I did, I couldn't get away from you. You were in all of my classes. You started hanging out with some of my friends at lunch. I even see you at the grocery store sometimes, and the mall too. Sometimes I even feel like you're stalking me, even though I know that you're not. Considering how much you hate me, that would be ridiculous. We just keep bumping into each other. And I just wanted to forget about it. But this morning, you looked so sad when you came to class. I knew something happened to you with your family or at home or whatever. And I knew it was bad by the expression on your face. So I had to do something. Teasing you wasn't working. I could barely get you to glance up at me. So it was all I could think of to distract you. But I'm sorry. I didn't mean to take your first kiss away from you. I couldn't stand to see you mope around like that. I mean, yeah, I've made you cry plenty before. But a lot of the times you just yell back at me or shove me or whatever. It takes a lot for me to get under your skin. I know that. And maybe that's why I pushed it so hard. I wanted to... Ah, damn it. What am I saying? This doesn't even matter. Hey. Look, you. I know that I'm just a tyrant, all right? I'm rude and inconsiderate. And yeah, half the time I don't give a damn. But this time I mean it. I'm sorry. Will you stop trying to fight me off? No. I'm not gonna let go of you. Until I what? Well, I'm not gonna force you to forgive me, obviously. I don't know what I want, I can't just let you run off after this. Because I know you're just gonna go cry, idiot. I know there's more going on than just this. Why don't you talk to me? Because I hate you. Damn it, I do not. Hey, look at me. Will you please just... Hey, stop it. Damn it. If I have to pin you against this wall, I will. No. I'm not going to move. You're gonna stay right here, pressed up against me until you tell me the truth. What happened? Why are you acting this way? Please stop. I won't. You're an emotional wreck. Look at yourself. Hey, don't hit me. Ow. What's not fair? What are you talking about? Okay, okay. Hey, you're all right. Shh, everything's okay. I've got you. Just take a breath. I'm right here. See? Feel my chest. Breathe. Inhale and exhale. Try to match my breathing, okay? There, there. What the hell happened to shake you up this bad? Damn it, and you're crying again. Everybody hates you. What do you mean? Your family? Nobody wants you. Hey, that's not true. Look, I know you have a shitty home life. And so do I. Which is probably how I knew that something was up. You had the same look on your face that I did when my parents divorced years ago. But you didn't do anything wrong. Whatever happened, it's not your fault, okay? Come here. Just let me hold you for a second. Damn it. You're gonna hyperventilate. What can I do to get you to calm down? I know. Hey, look at me. There. Now I stole a second kiss from you. And this time I wasn't doing it to embarrass you. Just feel me. Think about me, and only me for just a second. Think about my hand brushing your cheek, and my lips pressing up against your skin. That's it. Just let your mind go for a sec. Focus on my touch. Your lips are so soft. Not at all what I expected. Damn it. Why is this making me so excited? I'm sorry. I should stop. I didn't mean to... Hey. Hey there, listener. Thank you so much for your support. If you enjoyed this video, feel free to like and subscribe for more. Also, don't forget to leave a comment down below. I really enjoy reading your feedback. And if you'd like to support the channel, please join my Patreon. You'll get early access to ASMRs, poll votes, daily updates, and of course, Exclusive spicy content. Made just for you. And much, much more. I'd love to get to know you better. And as always, this is Akihiko Kai. See you next time.